You're listening to Community Radio WERU-FM and 89.9 Blue Hill and 102.9 Bangor for a special presentation of Radioactive. For the first time in state history... For the first time in state history, governors of Maine Indian tribes addressed the Maine state legislature. Penobscot Governor Barry Dana, Passamaquoddy Governor Richard Doyle, and Passamaquoddy Governor Richard Stevens gave their State of the Tribes address to a joint session of the State and House yesterday, Monday, March 11, 2002. Last month, the three governors began a series of meetings with State Governor Angus King to discuss a Freedom of Information Access suit brought against them by three paper companies with the support of the state. Last year, the courts decided that the suing companies could use the state's Freedom of Information law to obtain internal tribal documents. The tribal governors, if they continue to refuse, are subject to daily fines and 1 year of jail time. At the center of the controversy is tribal opposition to the transferring of water quality regulation from federal to state jurisdiction within Indian lands. In all other states that have made overall switch from federal to state regulation, the EPA has retained jurisdiction over water within tribal lands in accordance with the national premise that Indian issues are federal jurisdiction. The tribes have stated their main concern is the highest care for the water bodies that they depend on, water already polluted by such toxins as mercury, PCBs, and dioxins. They have felt the state would be less stringent in its enforcement and more sympathetic to paper company pressures. The goal of the meetings between the four governors is to discuss how to strengthen water quality within tribal lands with tribal input if the state is granted authority over pollution discharge permits in Indian waters. Depending on negotiations, Governor King could ask the suing paper companies to withdraw their case. Within this context of an active debate over the definitions of tribal sovereignty and the protection of water quality, the three tribal governors were invited to speak at the Maine State Legislature. This is the entire address. Speaking in order is Passamaquoddy Governor Richard Stevens, Passamaquoddy Governor Richard Doyle, and Penobscot Governor Barry Dana, the State of the Tribes Address.
Convention is in order. Chair recognizes the Senator from Washington, Senator Shorey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have delivered the message which we were charged and are pleased to report that the Honorable Barry Dana, Chief Penobscot Nation, and the Honorable Richard Doyle, Governor of Passamaquoddy Tribe at Pleasant Point, and the Honorable Richard Stevens, Governor of Passamaquoddy Tribe at Indian Township, will attend forthwith.
The Chair hears the message and thanks the committee. The Chair is pleased to turn the podium over to the Speaker of the House, Michael V. Saxel, for the purpose of introductions and remarks.
Chair requests the Senate Sergeant at Arms to escort the Honorable Barry Dana, Chief of the Penobscot Nation, the Honorable Richard Doyle, Governor of the Passamaquoddy Tribe at Pleasant Point, and the Honorable Richard Stevens, Governor of the Passamaquoddy Tribe at Indian Township, forward to and before our convention. Chair is pleased to, in addition, to recognize other honored guests with us today. Chief Billy Phillips of the Mi'kmaq Tribal Council, Chief Brenda Commander of the Maliseet Tribal Council, the entire Penobscot Tribal Council, the entire Passamaquoddy Tribal Council from both Indian Township and Pleasant Point, Diana Scully, Director of the Maine Indian State Tribal Commission, Robert Woodbury, former Chancellor of the University of Maine, staff of the Abbey Museum in Bar Harbor, members of the Wabanaki Studies Commission, members of the Coalition for Tribal Sovereignty, professor and staff from the Wabanaki Center at the University of Maine, Lori Dana, wife of Chief Barry Dana, Lorraine Dana, mother of Chief Dana, Sequani Dana, daughter of Chief Dana, Elizabeth Sockabason, sister of Donna Loring, member of the Penobscot Nation representative. Deborah Bouchard, friend of the representative from the Penobscot Nation, Representative Loring. Would they please stand and accept the greetings of the House? Phillips, he's a former representative to the legislature from the Penobscot Nation and a Penobscot elder who will now offer the traditional opening blessing.
As we gather on this historic moment, let us pause to give thanks to and ask for a blessing from our Creator. Creator, we thank you for your many gifts. We thank you for our Mother Earth, who has provided for our people for many, many generations. We thank you for our lands, our animals, our birds, our fish. We thank you for the rains that nourished our earth and replenished our precious rivers. Creator, we thank you for our ancestors who have given us the gifts we enjoy today. And Creator, we thank you for our precious families, and we ask for continued health. Creator, we thank you for bringing together the leaders of these two governments here today. We ask for the wisdom of the ancestors to guide them and grant them wisdom so that they can do their good work for our people, for all people, to bring prosperity, peace, harmony, and brotherhood. Creator, we ask you on this special day to also to remember that senseless act that took place on this day 6 months ago. We ask your blessing for those victims, those survivors, and the families of that tragic loss. Wuli wun kachini wes. Thank you, Great Spirit. Taho.
Welcome, friends and neighbors from throughout our state, former members of this body, and countless members of the Penobscot and Passamaquoddy Nations. I was just reflecting during the prayer of the butterflies that were in my stomach this morning, and I convene this legislature every day that we are in session, and as of late, I've grown very comfortable with our proceedings, and I rarely come into this chamber and feel nervous. And I remember talking to, just before our session, to the young lady who sang our national anthem today, and she was very nervous. And I said, you know, sometimes those butterflies in your stomach help you prepare for something which is momentous and important. So bear with me as I prepare with you today for something which is momentous and important. I'd like to thank the Senate President for extending to me the courtesy of participating in this proceedings in a formal manner and the opportunity to introduce our guests. To me, today is a historic day for our legislature and for our state. As most of you know, this is the first time in our history that the leaders of the two tribes seated in this legislature, the Penobscot Nation and the Passamaquoddy Nation, will address a joint session of the Maine legislature. As the only state in the union that includes tribal representation in its legislature, it is fitting that this legislature extend this opportunity as a symbol of our desire to work cooperatively with the tribal governments and to protect and promote tribal traditions and culture. The relationship between the tribes and the state of Maine is an ever-evolving one. As times change, we must redefine how we as a state government interact with the governments of these nations living within our borders. As part of this evolution, state government must remain respectful of the long-established Native culture and of the ability of tribal governments to represent the best interests of their people. We must create an environment in which Passamaquoddy people, the Penobscot people, the Mi'kmaq people, and the Maliseet people can maintain their cultural heritage and be a part of our future. We need not be adversaries in this process. We need not be at loggerheads. Rather, we can and we will pursue a relationship that looks for consensus and that builds on mutual respect and sensitivity. To that end, let this historic day be a symbol of our cooperation for tribal-state relations. Let it serve as a reminder for us to always communicate openly and to work as partners as we shape the future for all the people of Maine. It is my honor at this time to introduce the leader of the tribes that have representatives within the legislature so that they may address us with their views on the state of the tribes in Maine. First, it's my honor to introduce to you the Honorable Richard Stevens, Governor of the Passamaquoddy Tribe at Indian Township. Would he please come forward and address our legislature?
Thank you. Forging a new destiny for the tribes and the people of Maine. Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, Governor, Madam Chief Justice, and members of the 120th Legislature, tribal members and fellow Mainers. It is my honor and privilege to stand before you today to describe to you the state of Maine's tribes. I come before you today as Sogum of the Passamaquoddy Tribe of Indian Township. I have this wampum belt. In my culture, holding a wampum belt is the most significant sign of truth. When a person speaks while holding the wampum belt, he speaks from the heart and speaks with truth. I'll ask that you allow me to share my thoughts with you as we come together for the first time for the state and the tribe's address. There are times of great change and upheaval in our world. It is during these times of uncertainty and chaos that we as human beings look to ourselves and to the Creator and study where have we been, where we are now, and where are we heading. Our history is colorful as it is complex. Colorful because of our spiritual and cultural connection to Mother Earth and the Creator. Complex from a lack of communication and misunderstanding of our culture and traditions. History has not always treated the tribes well, but we are still here and we are a part of Maine. For the last 11,000 years, the Passamaquoddy tribe has inhabited this land, which we now call Maine. Our ancestors have seen the retreat of Ice Age, the last of the woolly mammoths, and have hunted the caribou. Our legends and stories have been passed down from generations to generations, both orally and through our art. Our ability to survive for thousands of years were because we were able to adapt to the ever-changing environment, and we will continue to do so. As a people, we have always understood that we are connected to the environment and the spirits within. We have never lost sight who we are, caretakers of the land, the water, and the wind. Part of our oral history tells us that we are part of everything beneath us, around us, and above us. Our past is our present. Our present is our future. Today is no different. We still consider ourselves caretakers of the land, caretakers of the water, and caretakers of the wind. Today, the people of Maine are more connected spiritually to the Passamaquoddy tribe than they ever have been. There are many in the state who have aligned themselves with the tribes as they too believe they have a right to unpolluted land, clean water, clean air, and environmentally sound practice. As sachem of the Passamaquoddy tribe at Indian Township, I welcome you to our cause. Today, many of the cultural practices of our past still occur. Some of these are the sweat lodge, using traditional medicines, and the use of native language, drumming, and prayer. Many more will still be practiced if it were not for the pollutants that are the human legacies. The vision of the past lives today in our community and will continue to do so for generations. But as Native people, we struggle to maintain our culture against an onslaught of modern things. But at the same time, the Passamaquoddy people also feel that we should have access to the same benefits as other Mainers. Call for good jobs, good homes, and a good education for our children. As a tribe, we have traveled a long ways towards this goal, but we still have many miles to go. Because of the remote location of the Passamaquoddy tribe, there are limited opportunities for the tribe and the people of Washington County. Unemployment on the reservation is approximately 50%. Unemployment in Washington County is 11%, which is higher than any other county in the state. Gone are the traditional jobs such as sardine factories and shoe factories. The state and the tribe also suffer from increased federal regulations on industrials such as fishing, aquaculture, and farming. The average income per household on the reservation is significantly lower than the average household income of Washington County, which is approximately $25,000. Today, diabetes and cancer are the leading cause of death on the reservation, leading to a life expectancy of 48. This is one-third lower than the national average of America today. As we look to our children and the generations to come, we have a hope and desire to work more closely with the legislator and the people of Maine. We have made great strides in the past 4 years because of the willingness and desire of this legislator and the people of this great state to work with the tribes. All of us must look towards the future. We must charge ourselves with developing new types of business within Maine, which will generate new sources of constant funding for essential services such as health care, education, service which all people of Maine want and deserve. The world today is a place of uncertainty and upheaval. We as Americans remember the awful event 6 months ago today in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. As our people struggle with fears, doubt, and worry about the future, it is our responsibility as the elected officials of the people of Maine and the Passamaquoddy tribes to foster stability and accomplish a new era of mutual respect and cooperation between ourselves. It is my tribe's responsibility to work with the state of Maine to find common ground and broaden our horizon while we're practicing our individual culture. It is my belief that the Passamaquoddy people and the people of Maine expect no less. Dinyell Dempsil, that is all. Thank you.
At this time, it is my privilege to introduce the Honorable Richard Doyle, Governor of the Passamaquoddy Tribe at Pleasant Point.
Willie Spuzzlewill, good morning. I had two choices, my war club or my peace pipe, but I'm here to make peace. I can get it from falling down. Thank you for inviting me here today. My name is Rick Doyle. My traditional title is Ogham, but I am now called the governor of the Passamaquoddy tribe at Pleasant Point. The Passamaquoddy are proud members of the Wabanaki people. I am honored to be the guest of the Maine legislature. This is a historic occasion and a historic opportunity for the Passamaquoddy people and the people of Maine. My hope is that this is the beginning of a new era of cooperation, trust, and partnership as we move forward and look to the future. While our past has been colored by distrust, we are willing to walk forward together in friendship to help raise the quality of life of my people and all the people of Maine. My people have lived in Maine and parts of Canada for more than 500 generations. We were once the most predominant people in this area, living in harmony with Great Mother, receiving her bounty and protecting the watershed. We lived off mountains, the water, the woods, and the land. We were fishermen in the summer and hunters in the winter. Great Mother provided for us, and we were there to nurture, protect, and preserve her bounty. We have and always have a spiritual connection to the earth and have always viewed ourselves as caretakers of the land, river, and the Great Mother. We believe that everything in nature is interconnected, the water, the land, the people, plants, and the animals. When we pick sweetgrass, we do so blade by blade to honor the spirit of each blade. We then clean the sweetgrass in the fields so that the seeds may fall back into the field where nature intended them to fall so that the field can continue. It has always been so with our people. We harvest only what we need from the land. We view each animal and plant separately based on its environment and connection to nature and to us. In turn, we look to the land and Great Mother for signs of danger and injury and work to protect her. In that way, all of creation can replenish itself. From the beginning of European settlement, we held out the hand of friendship. First with the French, then with the English, and finally with the American colonists. We assisted French explorers who sought our knowledge of the area, as well as our help with their new settlements. When the English arrived, we signed treaties with the understanding that we would share the land with them. We shared the land in Great Mother's bounty with the new colonists. When the new colonists arrived, we were there when they needed us. In hopes of protecting some of our land base, we signed a treaty with the Commonwealth and later with the state of Maine. The U.S. Congress never ratified these treaties. These treaties gave us title to several islands, a 23,000-acre township, and several smaller tracts of land, including 10 acres at Pleasant Point, which through our efforts we later increased. Despite the lack of federal protections, the tribe followed the tenets of this treaty, even after the state of Maine was created in 1820. 3 years after the state of Maine was made a state, our people were given non-voting representation in the Maine legislature. Through these representatives, we were able to secure establishment of the Passamaquoddy Trust Fund to finance emergency aid for the needy. The fund was financed from the proceeds of timber sales, grass, and power rights on our land. Such aid was desperately needed to help our people who were in dire straits. Despite being on the rail lines, our people were not allowed to take advantage of the situation and remain reliant on hunting, fishing, trapping, basket making, and other traditional arts. Interest from this fund was paid to Indian agents who were supposed to be looking out for our welfare. Instead, we were given leftovers, thus beginning a long cycle of welfare dependency. Where was the state of Maine when we needed your help and protection? Again, we had been taken advantage of by those who we trusted. Later in the 1960s, we discovered that part of our land was sold or leased without federal consent. This discovery set off a legal battle that resulted in federal recognition for the Passamaquoddy and Penobscot peoples and a claim by the tribe to nearly two-thirds of the state of Maine. Despite legal victory after legal victory, we sought compromise with the state. The future of Maine as a whole was at stake. Government functions, businesses, and people's lives were held in the balance as long as the court case was being pursued. The result of that compromise was the Maine Indian Settlement Act, under which we operate now. Unfortunately, the Settlement Act has not achieved its goal. It is a failed experiment in my mind. We seek only to maintain and exercise our sovereignty to protect our way of life. The settlement gave us more authority over our internal matters and allowed us to keep our federal recognition. However, it also left open questions over jurisdiction. As called for in the Settlement Act, I would urge the Maine Tribal State Commission to review the Settlement Act and to suggest changes to help bring it into this new era and clarify the questions of jurisdiction that were left open. These questions have led to our current situation. We want to ensure that we have clean water, plain and simple. The current cases and arguments made by the paper companies are not about documents to us. It is about our right to clean water. It is about the health and safety of our people. I'm fighting for my people's right to continue our traditions and way of life without fear of poisons or toxins in our waters. We want to continue to be able to fish, swim, canoe, sustain ourselves, and harvest our medicines. In sum, we ask that we be allowed to continue to practice our traditions and cultures as we have for more than 500 generations. Polluters have been discharging toxins into the river that make the fish unsafe to eat, the water unsafe to swim in, and threaten the very vitality of the river and bays themselves. It is not my duty. It is my duty not only to my people, but also to the Mother Earth, to protect the river and bays and all the waters. That is why we have fought so hard and vigorously on the issue of water quality. If I must be imprisoned to protect the river and the bay, then so be it. This is worth fighting for. Money and power are fleeting. Nature is forever. My people are forever. We will not back down. We will continue to fight for our right to clean water, no matter how long and no matter at what cost. We are encouraged by the governor's offer to negotiations to find a way to resolve this matter outside of the court. It has always been my hope that we could settle the problems between the Passamaquoddy, the state, and other parties involved through negotiation. However, we must make it clear that our main goal is the preservation of the bays, rivers, streams, lakes, and ponds in order to protect the health and safety of our people. We hope that these negotiations will open a new chapter in our relationship with the state. Despite the problems of the past, we seek cooperation and consensus. We see progress in a growing understanding of our concerns on this issue and others. Together, we can help to protect our state's natural resources in the lifeblood of our culture, the river and bays and its watershed. Together, we can begin to build a foundation for a new relationship between the Passamaquoddy and the people of Maine. From this debate, I see many opportunities for my people and the people of Maine. Our needs are many. Since the time the first Europeans came to the lands, we have become ever more dependent and less self-sufficient. What started as a desire for guns, powder, and iron has developed into the creation of a welfare state on tribal land. We need to break this vicious cycle and develop new opportunities for Indian people here in the state, ways that will help my people beat back disease, poor health, poverty, and substance abuse. In sum, we hope for a better and healthier tomorrow. Hope that there will be new jobs. Hope that our waters will be clean and healthy. Hope that our children can grow up free from abuse and the chains of dependency. The new relationship may also lead to the development of other tribal resources. We are eager to work with our neighbors in Washington County to spur economic development in that region. Whatever the relationship grows into, statewide or locally, it needs to help me and my people break the cycle of dependency. We want to become self-sufficient. I believe that was part of the purpose behind the Settlement Act, to give the tribes means and self-determination to help ourselves. Throughout history, the Passamaquoddy have been there when the people of Maine and the United States needed us. Our people fought in many wars for the United States to protect our country, our land, and our ways of life. From the Revolutionary War to the present, my people have fought valiantly to protect our nation. This despite the fact that we were not granted the right to vote in Maine until 1954. This is the first time in 182 years that tribal leaders have addressed this legislature. We have always taken great pride in fighting for our nation to preserve its liberty. My uncle, who recently passed to the next world, was a veteran of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And I know personally the type of sacrifice he and others like him from my tribe made to preserve this country of ours. Even in today's conflicts, our presence is noticed. The U.S. Air Force in Afghanistan, through a friend of the tribe, has requested a Passamaquoddy flag be flown by one of its pilots during a bombing mission against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Our tribe has a long history of fighting to protect the nation and its liberty. We are proud to provide this symbol of our fighting to our fighting forces overseas and are always prepared to provide whatever assistance is necessary to protect this great nation of ours against all attacks. We look forward to this opportunity for a new relationship with great expectations. We entered these negotiations with Governor King and the paper companies with the hope that our waters will be protected. We do so despite the challenges of the past. Whenever we were asked, we came willingly to the aid of the state. We ask for your assistance now. Help us to protect our waters. Help us to grow economically. Help us to protect our culture and traditions. And most importantly, let's help each other to become better neighbors and partners. Do you really want?
Finally, it is my honor to introduce to you the Honorable Barry Dana, who is the chief of the Penobscot Nation.
Again, you are listening to the State of the Tribes address, Passamaquoddy Governor Richard Stevens, Passamaquoddy Governor Richard Doyle, and Penobscot Governor Barry Dana before the Maine State Legislature yesterday morning, March 11th, 2002.
Over the last 2 years, our people and our concerns for the environment, especially the rivers of the state of Maine, have been in the news. We have a special historical relationship with the Penobscot River. And in Maine, we all live along or close to a water body. However, the Penobscots not only live on the river, we are a part of the river, living on Indian Island. The river is ingrained in our history, our culture, and our values. It was once told me by an elder that before there was a river, there were streams from upland into the valley. But one day, the water in the valley became a trickle, and it disappeared, and the people grew thirsty. A young hunter went to find what had happened. He entered the forest and walked for days until he came to a place where the streams converged. And there he saw Kachi Chagwalis, a giant frog. The frog grew bigger and bigger as it lapped up the little streams. The people sent for Gluskabe, our hero. Gluskabe followed the trail, and when he came to the frog, he called out, "Hey, there are others who are thirsty too. You must learn to share." "I won't stop," croaked Chagwalis, "because I'm the biggest and most powerful. I can do as I want." Gluskabe pulled up a giant white pine, and lifting it high over his head, he brought it down, striking the frog on the back. Kachi Chagwalis burst into 1,000 pieces. The water shot up into the air and landed in the deep furrow in the ground the tree had made. The water began to flow, and that is how the Penobscot River came to be. For centuries, our history and culture have been shaped by our direct daily interaction with this powerful, moving force of nature. For this reason, my people have always viewed the regulation and protection of our natural resources as our obligation, our stewardship to Mother Earth. We still use the river as a source of life. Our traditions are still tied into this powerful, flowing source. Though Kevlar and Royalex have all but replaced birch bark canoes, we still use the waterways of the Penobscot to journey north to our sacred mountain, Katahdin. Katahdin is a center of our spirituality. We also continue today to gather plants from the river's sediment and use them in our medicines. We take our children upriver to enjoy the traditions of our people. We pray for the return of the salmon, so that our subsistence rights can be realized. Our stewardship and protection of the river comes naturally to me and my people. We have a deal. Mother Earth provides for us, and we protect her. This traditional value goes beyond laws and regulations. This is a deal that transcends governments, profits, and the perception of power. This is a relationship that my people will never break. Our rivers, our waters are not just a resource. They are sacred. They are sacred to the Penobscot, sacred to the Passamaquoddy, sacred to the Maliseet, the Mi'kmaq, and they are sacred to the people of Maine. Thus, enforcement of clean water and the Clean Water Act is absolute. It must be addressed. People's daily lives and health who live along the Penobscot River from Millinocket to Searsport must be protected. I am pleased to say that we have the governor's pledge to give the tribes a substantial and useful role in the process of wastewater discharge permits affecting our reservation. On behalf of the Penobscot Nation, I commend the governor for that. And I pledge to work on a government-to-government basis with his office and the Attorney General's office, Stephen Rowe, to work out our differences, to find common ground, and to find a solution that benefits all of Maine. We need to have high standards for the cleanliness of the water. We need adequate protection for all who rely on the waters, including my tribe, the people of Maine, and all life forms living within the river's ecosystem, the eagle, the turtle, the dragonfly. These are our relations. We are all connected, and to protect that connection for now and forever means that Maine's high standards must be enforced. Our lives are at stake. Our environment is at stake. The reputation of the state of Maine is at stake. And as leaders, we have an obligation to protect our most precious and sacred resources. This should be our legacy. As inherent as our obligation to protect our environment is our dignity as a tribe. Sovereignty, the right of self-determination, are important to us, but need not be intimidating to you. The Penobscot Nation as a tribe and the government predates the state and the United States. Since 1820, the state of Maine has recognized us as a tribe, but did not recognize our federal Indian rights. This changed, however, in 1975 when federal judge Edward Janu ruled that the Penobscot and Passamaquoddy nations have the same sovereignty status under the Constitution and laws of the United States as tribes in other parts of the country. In 1980, we settled our land claims after four long and often bitter years of negotiation. The settlement confirmed our inherent sovereignty and our protection as tribes under federal law. The plan of the settlement was that the tribes and the state would work out their destinies together. The federal government gave its advanced blessing to any agreement worked out between the tribes and the state. We haven't done this enough. Too often, it seems, we are still locked in the ancient struggle of the land claims era. We need to work together as partners. Let's creatively use the tools available to us for the benefit of us all. We need to ensure Maine tribes are never again deprived of the respect and honor that other tribes receive. We can do this within the context of our unique relationship, a new era of mutual respect, government to government. The very essence of tribal sovereignty is the ability to be self-governing for the protection of our health, our safety, and the welfare of our people. We are a distinct people with a unique history. For thousands of years, the bones of our ancestors have been laid to rest along these shores and this ocean. We will continue to safeguard those rights to preserve for our future. We are proud of our history, and we are hopeful for our future. We, the people of the Penobscot Nation, are still here. Nian Bunawapskili. The Penobscot tribe is culturally strong. We stand resolved on our ideals of self-determination, and this is good. But we also have the day-to-day needs that we struggle to meet. How do I tell my elders of the tribe that I cannot assist them in fixing their roofs because there's not enough funds? We must actually and continually deny health services to our own members because there's not enough money. How can we protect our culture when our members have to move out of state to find work to support their families? There has to be a change. There has to be a better way. Economically, we must do better. We deserve the same opportunities to move from poverty to prosperity as our Indian brothers and sisters across the country have. And we believe that working as partners will benefit us all. Pockets of poverty help no one. There's no high side to being underpaid, underemployed, or underserved. I believe we can work together to create more opportunity and more hope for my people and the people of Maine. Penobscot Nation has been extremely successful in educating our tribal members. Many of our youth have gone off to college and done well. But they'd like to do well at home, near their families, and within our culture. Without being able to provide those jobs and opportunities for our people, we get to see them, but it's when they come home for ceremonies and holidays. I want to bring my people home to adequate jobs, adequate housing, provide health care for all the elders and all Penobscots. I want to be able to federally license our museum so that we can return home the bones and artifacts of our ancestors that are right now in other museums around New England. We need these homes so that our children and their children can learn and take part in the preservation of our culture and our way of life. We need to be able to invest in our future. It is important that we have resources to be able to protect our environment. Subtitles. Let's close the loop on pollution. That's going to take much resources. We want our children to be able to eat the fish in the Penobscot River. We want them to participate with their elders in the gathering of edible and medicinal plants. These are what the river provides us. We need to have resources to protect another precious inherent right, the right to speak our Penobscot language. Our language is tied into every aspect of our culture. It is our way of life. We need resources to move together into the future as a strong, autonomous nation, working together with our neighbors to make a home that everyone has always wanted. This can be done. It needs to be done now. It is time to unlock the chains of fear that stifles our Settlement Act today and to boldly move and make the necessary changes to take us forward together. It's time. It's time to move forward. Nian Bunawabskewi. I am Penobscot, but I'm also of Maine. What is good for the people of the Penobscot Nation is good for the people of Maine. Today marks a new era for us all. Let us keep it strong for our sake and the sake of our children. On behalf of all my relations, the birds, the fish, the turtles, all the four-leggeds, the insects, the plants, the air and the water, and the spirit that moves through all of us. All my relations, Nialich, Liwini. Thank you.
At this time, Chair would request the Senate President to return to the rostrum.
That concludes the State of the Tribes address recorded yesterday morning. This was the first time in state history that governors of Maine Indian tribes spoke before the state legislature. Penobscot Governor Barry Dana and Passamaquoddy Governors Richard Doyle and Richard Stevens continue to meet with Maine State Governor Angus King towards resolution concerning the paper company's freedom of access suit against the tribes and on the regulation of water within Indian land. Today's program was recorded by Radioactive News, Meredith DeFrancesco, and Amy Brown. We end with a piece from the Voices of Katahdin CD by the Keepers of the Penobscot Drum, Spirit of Katahdin 100 with Kelly Demons of the Penobscots. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Creator, for all you've given me. The sun, the moon, the Mother Earth, the birds up in the trees. And thank you for the love I feel from my friends and family. Thank you for all you've given me. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. For all my people, I pray to set them free from war and hate, division, from illness and disease. I pray for every race and nation, for peace and harmony. Please help us to live in unity. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. I run, I walk, I roll a blade. I ride my bike out from the shade. I paddle up river against the waves with the wind in my face. I offer up my praise to you. I help out on the road crew too. I offer up this offering to heal the human race. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. To Katahdin, we make a sacred run. We offer up a sacrifice of pain for everyone. And each and every one of us plays a special part. It moves me down deep inside my heart. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. I run, I walk, I roll a blade. I ride my bike out from the shade. I paddle up river against the waves with the wind in my face. I offer up my praise to you. I help out on the road crew too. I offer up this offering to heal the human race. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.
Kachinuas, Tanawamane, Adamane Mamukiya, Wajia Nebuel, Sepali Padulia Adoli. Great Spirit, watch over us. Guide us through our pains and sorrows, and never let us fear this life on earth.